morning. How are you today?
I'm fired up. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Are you ready? Are you ready Are you ready for the holiday season? Oh, quickly before we get started, everybody kind of has a different break system going on.
Right.
Tell me Ivy Tech's break schedule for next week.
Okay, so we have classes going on until Monday. So all day Monday, we will be holding all of our classes. And then the students and the faculty have a break on Tuesday, actually for the rest of the week. So Tuesday, Wednesday, of course, Thanksgiving, and then on Friday. And then the college itself is open. So if anybody wants to come in and get enrolled or
good idea.
Financial aid, we can do that through Wednesday. We are open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But we will be officially closed Thursday and then through the weekend and then back up on, opened up on Monday.
Okay, so classes on Monday, administration Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, doors locked Thursday and Friday. So if kids that are in the high schools that have the entire week off and are looking for, they can still come out.
Right.
And explore what's going on there. That's a good service to provide.
Yes.
Excellent.
We'll give them a tour if they want. We'll help them with the application and financial aid. Even if they don't go to Ivy Tech and they are going somewhere else and need help with their financial aid, come on over. Bring some turkey if you want too. I don't care. Come on over.
It's an excellent idea. Always, if you bring turkey anywhere this time of year, that's
Michael,
a good plan.
Michael, follow you anywhere with
that's
your
right.
turkey.
That's exactly right.
People will be smiling.
All right.
Exactly.
Mr. Glasscott, Jenny Vaughn has an exclusive.
We have breaking news.
Breaking news.
Well, you have to
first ever announcement
you
of this
You have to give
event.
Me more warning so I can get my breaking news bed up.
Well, you need some kind of
I
a
know.
Siren or something. This is this. This Jenny, break it right
yes,
here.
Sir.
This is the first person to find
this
out
is
about
the
this.
First official all right
that's
let's
right.
all right
this is right that you are right I am I've got breaking news for you we have decided our headline speaker for the Ivy Tech O'Bannon Institute will be are you ready
I'm ready
okay Michael Smirkanish and many people know who he is he's one of America's best talk show hosts Well, outside of you, of course, here locally.
Thank you.
I'm talking of nationally.
Well, she's fast.
Hold on, let me make sure we're recording all of this. Oh,
Did
good,
you want
we
me
are.
To repeat that? Should we start all over?
Yeah. No. This is good. I have it in the wild. Yeah. I've caught it in the wild, so that's good.
So we're super excited to land Michael Smirkanish. Again, he's an author. He's a columnist. He will headline our 15th annual O'Bannon Institute, which I really cannot believe it's 15 years since we've been holding that program. So the dinner is set for Thursday, April 26th. Tickets are $100 each. The website is up and running. You can go to ivytech.edu/O'Bannon or just call us at 812-332-1559 and we will help you. We're super excited to have him be our keynote speaker. He's got a radio show called The Michael Smirkanish Program on Sirius XM Channel 124 and oftentimes you can see him on CNN on Saturday mornings. His show is called Smirkanish. It's excellent. I watch it often. I tape it. So we're excited about it. We've already got some sponsors for the program. If any of our listeners are interested in sponsoring, they can contact me directly or just call the college. They can also go online. And we are just jazzed about it. We've got our speaker. We're ready to go. And so get your tickets because this event always sells out.
How do you spell
Smirkanish?
Yeah.
S-M-E-R-C-O-N-I-S-H. Smirkanish.
Smirkanish. That's right.
Very nice. Michael. Well, that's exciting. Thank you for sharing that with us. So We have broken all that, Keith.
And former First Lady will be with us again?
Yes, Judy O'Bannon will be here with us and with her husband, Don, and very excited always to have them here. And we oftentimes ask her to actually introduce the speaker, and she's done that most years when she's been able to. So we look forward to having her here, too.
Now, it doesn't stop there because then on Friday, you've got this massive Ivy Tech, and you invite the community part of this, too, service projects all over the community and outside
That's
of
right.
Bloomington, even.
That's right. And you're right, in Lawrence County and Greene County. And, you know, actually, I'm hoping this year we'll be able to add our new counties that we serve at Ivy Tech Bloomington, Brown and Orange. But we, a couple of years ago, have changed the O'Bannon Institute slightly on the Friday. We used to have panel speakers and different things like that. And a couple of years ago, the team decided we have a full committee. Keith, you're a member of that committee.
Right.
A committee that puts the days together and organizes all of our events. And, you know, we just decided that it's time for doing something instead of talking about things. And so a few years ago, we decided to reach at least 1,000 hours of volunteerism in one day in our the communities that we serve. And we are planning on doing the very same thing. We'll have lots and lots and lots of different activities, volunteer activities. We can do them on campus. We can go to various organizations to assist in any kind of volunteering that they need. And it's fantastic. All our faculty, our staff, our students participate. And then all of our partners participate. I remember last year, our friends at the Chamber, when they were helping us, and our friends at the Community Foundation helped us. So we'll be reaching out to our partners and say, hey, join us in volunteering in our community and making a difference in that one day. So
now, you
that'll
kids,
be on Friday the 27th.
You kids have a special language for it. I think you call it at hashtag 1,000 hours or something. Explain that thing. Is that
the search function? If you put that in Twitter,
it brings
up everybody else who's used that hashtag so you can...
That's where you see pictures and all kinds of neat things about what they've done.
So
yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
We'll get that out here soon. Yeah.
Now, speaking of food, first of all, I have a bone to pick with you because you did it on Tuesday when I had a school board meeting. But you had, again, what number is this, the Showcase of Chefs and Wines?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I can't tell you how many years we've had this. At least 15.
15?
At least 15.
Wow.
I think so. It could be maybe our 14th, and I should have known that.
Close
but I don't. But I have been to all of them.
Yeah.
I've been to all of them. So we have an annual Showcase of Chefs and Wine event. And sorry, Keith, I didn't check your calendar, but it was on Tuesday. And it's a great event because and what we get to do at that event is honor all of our donors. You know, we've got lots of individuals. We've got the community partners that are donors for us and our, you know, scholarships for our students. So on Tuesday, we had a really great event. We had nearly 300 donors attend the event. It was an annual, the Showcase of Chefs. So we had 12 different local and regional restaurants help us and provide all kinds of food for us. It was amazing. We had a pairing of wine with each dish, and it was just incredible. And I can't thank the staff, Tina Phelps, Lori Purcell, Susie Graham, so many great people that helped, and of course all of our great marketing people that made things happen, and the staff that volunteered. It was an awesome event, and thanks for all our donors for coming out and having a great night.
Well, and it's huge because you get the people out there, they move from table to table. We even featured our own culinary students doing some of their stuff. It's an amazing event. So, hey, I just want to mention this quickly because I don't think people are aware of how many things go on at Ivy Tech. Shreve Hall is always going. I happen to be walking through Saturday, and CASA was having its night at Casablanca. My God, did they turn that into a show place for that.
Yep.
Do you have any idea at all how many community events go on in that place?
Do you allow Keith to roam the halls on all Saturdays, or is that just every other Saturday?
You know, his alarm didn't go off. I didn't hear anything on, you know, that Keith was running.
I took my ankle bracelet off, so you wouldn't know.
There you go.
I gotta check that out. But you know, you're right, Keith. At least once a week, somebody is in our building, and at least once a week isn't even, you know, that's not even an accurate number. It's more like probably five.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got people in and out of our building. You know, but it's always groups that are have a similar mission as we do, and things like that. And so we like to. That's what we're here for. We've got community in our name. We're Ivy Tech Community College, and we want to share our beautiful space and allow people to come out. We have free parking. We've got a, you know, beautiful building, and people seem to really like using it. So it's great.
Now, you wanted to mention Giving Tuesday.
Yes. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. So it's an international initiative. Ivy Tech is going global this year for the very first time. In the Giving Tuesday. So you've heard about that before.
Oh, yes.
You know, you've got Black Friday after Thanksgiving, and then you've got, I think, Cyber Monday.
Correct.
And then now it's the Giving Tuesday.
And Mike
Tuesday.
Eating Thursday.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm not back into action until next week, so.
That's right. Well, we're participating for the very first time. The campaign is on November 28th. Lots of other organizations in our community are doing the same. But what we're doing is we're looking, we're creating what's called the Optometric Week of Sight, and we'll do that in the spring. So we're looking for resources for our optometric students in our labs. We're going to offer a free eye exam provided by an optician.
Oh, cool.
And for anybody who can't afford one, and then our students will take that prescription and create glasses for students, and they will be under the supervision of a certified optician. So they're pretty
wow.
cool, and we're hoping we can make at least 50 glasses, looking for children, women and men that are in need of glasses. And so we're looking at doing that. So, you know, if you're in the giving spirit, our Giving Tuesday will be the Optometric Week of Sight, and we hope you'll participate.
Geez, the Giving Tuesday I knew about was when you give money to somebody, a group or something. This is so cool. You're giving something back to the community. Wow.
Yeah, we're really excited about it, and we hope.
There's no rules on what you can or can't give. That's great. If you can give service, give service. If you can give time, whatever it is.
Exactly. Hey. Money, time, service, all of that. It's important for, you know, it's really great.
Well, the Ivy Tech and what it's doing. You have another thing you wanted to mention about the Writing Across America?
Yes, and that's tonight. So we have an amazing English department, as you know, Keith, and you know others who have taken classes with us or have just come out to the campus to meet with them. But they are doing the fourth annual Writing Across Communities, and they'll be reading. It's a reading series, and this year they're dedicating themselves to this program. And it's just phenomenal. So it's tonight at the Waldron at 7 o'clock. It's free and open to the public. We'll have many of our faculty featured readers. So we hope you'll come out. We also have a student this year. So that's pretty cool. So it's a Writing Across Communities. So it's a reading series. And it's all of our faculty. So hope you can be there tonight at the Waldron.
Okay, before we let you go, one
What's
more time,
on
Michael, you got to smell.
On the menu? What's on the menu?
You got to smell. Spell Smirconish.
No. I want to know.
Yeah, what are you eating on Thursdays?
Well,
what do you
we're
want
not
going
to talk to you next Thursday. So what's the what's the big
check
plan?
This out. This is brand new in the Vaughn household.
Is Everybody Irish part of this?
All my friends are leaving. All my neighbors are leaving. Even my sisters are going out of town. My son's going with my sisters.
What?
Wow. Nobody wants to be with us.
Why is that?
It's okay. I don't know. I think actually I kicked everybody out. Okay. So what we're doing is just Neville and I, we're ordering, I already ordered it, food from the IMU. It's a full Thanksgiving dinner. Huh. I don't have to do anything. He's going to pick it up on Thursday morning, and that's what we're doing. So you get turkey, you get the whole, you get rolls, you get a pie.
Yeah, pick up your dinner from the IMU.
And you know they're going to do a great, fabulous job. So that's what we're doing. This is the first ever. I'm usually with a ton of family, and it just didn't work out this year. For Neville and I to head out, but that's what we're doing.
Good.
What time should we be there?
Yeah, it's exactly.
Only enough to for two.
Special
the blinds
delivery.
Will be closed.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah. Eaters are coming.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Jenny,
what are you guys doing?
We're going to go.
Oh, Mike's got it all
quickly.
Planned.
We're going to eat quick and then boom, right back to work.
Watch television. Yeah.
Watch some football. Do all those traditional things. We will talk to you on the final day of November and recap your dinner from the Memorial Union. Thank you. Yeah. We
don't call
you.
In next Thursday.
Well, you can. We're
no,
just not
don't
answering.
Worry.
We're not answering. All right. Thanks, Jenny.
Okay,
take care.
Guys.
Jenny
have a great
Vaughn.
Week,
happy Thanksgiving.
Chancellor, happy Thanksgiving. That's